Alice Miller, psychoanalyst and author, born 1923 to 2010. Read by Di Percy. I lived life like a warrior, and now I'm here. I'm in the bardo, the space between death and the next life. I was Alice Miller. And by God, I know a few things about life, about the beautiful and the cruel. And as warriors, we are the protectors. We take risks. In Poland, my parents were so terrified by the Nazis, they took us as kids to the Warsaw Ghetto. I saw it as a death sentence, and as a teenager, I escaped alone. I had a calling, but it meant paying a price, and the first payment was renouncing my Jewish heritage and family. I won a scholarship to Basel University in Switzerland and earned a PhD in psychology, sociology and philosophy. I thought I was on my way. I became a psychoanalyst. Now I'm telling you, that was a damn hard road. Like Pandora, I was snookered, literally or psychologically, no matter what I did. All went along well until a most shocking revelation to me. Everything pointed to one dreadful truth. Parenting was a systematic abuse of children. Oh no, you say, that's not so. Well, let me say most of my patients were abused as children and all told me the same thing. Abuse masqueraded as discipline and teaching good from bad. And I mean corporal punishments, shaming, exclusion, withholding love and food. These were the norm up until the mid-1960s. But do you know who fascinated me the most? Hitler. He unleashed vast hatred and trauma. And as a child, his father constantly mistreated him, so he learned only cruelty and was trained to repress that truth and see his parents as good and right. We all know the outcome and his adult revenge. Not everyone becomes a Hitler, but many become cruel, violent, or manipulative. And imagine if they can be healed. Then sometimes I think, what makes me so sure? Well, I listened carefully, with a trained and finely tuned ear. I learnt from my patients. I believed them. But psychoanalysis had to change. When I recalled regular beatings by my own father, my analyst said, "But your father was a good man." And that's when I thought, now wait on, something is very wrong here. I thought a lot for many years. Then I took a stand. I became the ally of the child and not the ally of the parent. Because I contradicted the learned teachings of Dr. Freud, the psychoanalytic community was outraged. But take the Oedipus complex, for instance. It protects the parent and blames the child. Well, I wasn't having any of it. Psychoanalysis was poisonous pedagogy. It reinforced the repression of what happens to children. And I told them so. I wonder if that statement was too harsh. But anyway, on my computer, I have emails from 1,873 adults who were abused as children. I have regrets, like my son Martin. He remains scathing and angry about me as a mother. Well, I wasn't chosen to be a good mother. I was a warrior. I had the grit to stand up for children's rights and for reforming education. And I hope to also bring some healing to the world.